Lord, it's a very beautiful presentation.
感谢神，这是一个非常美好的表演。
Such an innocent voice and praise the Lord.
那么单纯的声音，非常感谢神。
I also managed to memorize all these things instead of the paper.
我也很压抑，他们可以记住所有的歌词。
They're smart.
他们非常的聪明。
Thank God.
感谢主。
Please turn to Luke chapter 19.
请翻到路加福音第十九章。
Tonight I'd like to share with you this topic is, can you be changed?
今天晚上我要分享的题目是，你可以被改变吗？
I don't know. It makes sense to us, but I used a passive way. Instead of you can change, or can you change, but can you be changed?
我不知道这是对大家来说怎么想的，因为我在这里的题目是一个被动的语态。你可以被改变吗？
Please turn to Luke chapter 19.
请翻到路加福音第十九章。
From verse 1.
第一节开始。
Luke chapter 19 from verse 1.
十九章第一节。
And he entered and was passing through Jericho. And behold, there was a man called by the name of Zacchaeus. And he was a chief tax gatherer, and he was rich.And he was trying to see who Jesus was, and he was unable because of the crowd, for he was small in stature. And he ran on ahead and climbed up into the sycamore tree in order to see him, for he was about to pass through that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry!And come down, for today I must stay at your house. And he hurried and came down, and they received him gladly. And when they saw it, they all began to grumble, saying, He has gone to be the guest of the man who is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, Behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give it to the poor, and if I have deferred anyone of anything,I will give back four times as much. And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. This is the story about Zacchaeus.
这里是撒该的故事。
We know that this story... If you're Christians, if you come to the church several times, I'm sure because you heard about the story about the Zacchaeus.
要是你是基督徒的话，我相信你也许会听过这个故事。
We understand that Zacchaeus, according to verse 7, said, all the people in the town, they knew that he is a sinner.
在第七节的时候可以看到，在当时他住的地方，每个人都知道他是罪人。
I think his life is very stubborn, and he never himself to be changed until this moment.
我想他的生活当中，他的一生都是他非常的硬心，他都不愿意改变。
Have you experienced somebody never changed, but you expect that person to be changed, but that person never changed?
你有没有遇过这种情况？你很希望一个人可以改变，但是那个人却永远不改变。
Most of the cases is like a husband and wife.
很多情况下都是夫妻之间。
Wife keep expect, you know, the husband to be changed, to be more neat, and to be, they know how to clear themselves, to neatly to arrange themselves, but from the wife, but the husband never changed. 10 years, 20 years, same thing over.
那作为太太来说，很多时候都会期望他们的先生可以变得更干净，可以自己清洁一些东西，但是10年、20年过去了，依然没有改变。
I myself like to wear the like once I wear I comfortable then continue to wear until it makes a hole until people think that you better give up until I usually wear until that moment.
我通常穿衣服，我就是要是喜欢穿的话，我一直穿，穿到直到不能再穿，有个洞为止。
Several times my wife is trying to telling me there's many new, you know, white shirts, and then why you always wear the same over and over again?
有几次我太太都试图劝服我说，尤其是很多白衬衫，为什么你一定要坚持穿那一件呢？
And she found out I never change.
她发现我 一直都没有在改变。
So actually now she gave up.
那现在她就放，现在她已经放弃了，也请大家替我保密。
And sometimes I wonder why you don't telling me. So you can tell me so I can change it, but she said, well, I know you, so forget about it.
那有时候我想说，为什么她不直接就告诉我，我应该可以改变，但是我太太就觉得说不可能的。
I try to change myself, but it's very hard to change.
我试图要改变自己，但是这非常困难。
Also told my wife the same thing.
那我对我太太也是一样。
Sometimes she put the glass here, sometimes she keychain there, and then she doesn't know where it is.
有时候她把眼镜放在一边，把钥匙放在另外一边，他都不知道放到哪去了。
Sometimes she put the, you know, the computer, the mouse, she put away and she doesn't know where it is.
有时候他把把电脑的那个鼠标也放到别的地方去，他甚至没办法找得到。
Such a like a mail also she forget it.
有时候像信件也是一样。
Pretty much I know, so I trying to help her.
我知道我希望可以帮助他。
So at the beginning, I thought I expect she can change size.You know, talk to her several times.
刚开始的时候，我会试图想跟她讲，跟她谈了几次。
But actually, now no more talk about it.
那现在我们也不再谈这个了。
But where's the key then? Oh, I better find out. So I trying to find out and give it to her.
那要当她要找钥匙的时候，我就帮她找回来给她就好了。
Sometimes, I can't find out my glasses. Don't worry, your glasses, you know, they are somewhere, so you go and get it.
那要是他找不到他的眼镜的时候，我就告诉他啊，他放在哪里了。
Really, changing ourselves, it's really a tough issue.
要改变自己是非常困难。
And I have a girl and boy.
我有一个儿子跟一个女儿。
I can see myself from my daughter.
我可以从我女儿身上看到我自己。
Also, I can see my wife from my son.
我可以从我儿子身上看到我太太。
And sometimes I wish my daughter can change.
有时候我希望我的女儿可以改变。
I hope that you can be better than me.
我希望她可以比我更好。
Now she's a sixth grade. Sometimes she came to me and say, "Daddy, remember I came from you. I have your gene."
他现在已经六年级了，他有时候会过来跟我说，别忘记了，爸爸，我有你的基因。
Then I say, no, because you're my daughter, so I hope you can be better.
但是我跟他说，不是的，你是我的女儿，我希望你可以更好。
And then she say, no, I cannot help myself.
但是他说我没办法改变啊。
So I try not to push her, but I can tell, that's a life.
所以我就尽量不去啊。不去逼他，我意识到这就是生活。
It's amazing because when at the beginning God created the universe and God created the man.
那在一开始的时候，神创造了万物，也创造了人。
God expect to receive the glory. God expect the receive the glory and thanksgiving from the people.
神期望可以从人身上得到荣耀与感恩。
But when at the beginning, Adam and Eve, when they commit sin, and they themselves to be stubborn themselves.
但是当亚当夏娃犯分罪之后，他们就变得硬心。
We understand at the beginning when Eve was deceived by the Satan.
我们知道一开始的时候，夏娃被撒旦所蒙骗。
She ate the forbidden fruit and gave it to her husband.
她吃了她不该吃的果子，甚至把她给她的丈夫吃了。
Both of them take and eat.
两个都吃了。
And later on, again, a God came to the Garden of Eden.
后来神来到了伊甸园。
Where are you?
他问你们在哪里。
Even God called the name, but they hide themselves.
即使神呼喊他们，他们却把自己隐藏起来。
And when Adam later talked to God, says.Not because of me, but because of this, the woman you create for me, the helper, because of her, I ate it.
那后来亚丹就说，不是因为我，而是因为你创造这个女人，让我吃了，我才吃的。
And trying to push their responsibility to the other side.
他试图把责任推给另外的一方。
And then the man, this is the man's nature.
这是人性。
And also the sin came into the world, and our life. our heart the more hardened than before.
当罪临到了世上，我们的心变得越来越硬。
People doesn't like to change.
人不希望改变。
When God chose Abraham and later they chose Israel, they did through these people to be make a great nation.
后来神拣选了亚伯拉罕以及他的后裔。
God expects His people to change. God expects His people when they get out of the Egypt, they themselves to change to the nation for people of God.
神期望这一个族裔的人可以改变。当他们出了埃及地之后，他们可以改变自己。
All the scholars estimate about 2 million of these people never changed.
很多的历史学家都估计这部分的人大概有两千万的人，但是他们却200万的人，但是他们都没有改变。
God gave them, God showing them the the plague to the judge, punish the Egyptians. They saw the mightiness of God.
即使他们亲眼目睹了，神灾神降了十灾给埃及的百姓，但是他们还是不改变。
So, brought these people out of Egypt and led them to cross over the Red Sea.
他把他们带出了埃及地，让他们过了红海。
They saw the greatness of God.
他们目睹了神的伟大。
And also God gave them all the commandments.
神也给了他们十诫。
But they never changed.
他们不改变。
They continue to stubborn themselves.
他们继续是硬心。
God says, "You can trust me."
神说你们可以相信我。
They say, "I don't want to trust you."
但是他们说我不想相信你。
Even the Moses went up to the Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments and all the laws.
即使摩西上到西乃山去接受十诫。
And these people on the wilderness, they bring all the gold, make the golden calf, and they worship to the golden calf.
那些在山下的百姓却把所有的黄金聚起来，做了一只金牛犊，在崇拜它。
They create their own god to worship it.
他们创造了自己的神来敬拜它。
So that's human nature.
这是人性。
Nowadays, we know we preach the gospel. We have the scriptures like this country. We have everything.
现在在我们的国家，我们有很多的东西。
Churches here and all the Bible selling on the bookstore.
我们有圣经，到处都有的卖。
Even many people, even they have having the Bible.But they don't want to believe in God.
即使人有了圣经，但是还不愿意去相信有神。
Believing God is seems like bothering their life.
好像要相信神就会让他们的生活遇到很多麻烦。
Believing God is extra work they think extra labor they put in their life.
相信神好像是在生活当中多了一件麻烦的事。
But once they're seeking for their pleasure, once they're seeking for the excitement of this from this world, they like to touch upon it. They like to go in there.
但是当时他们要往外去寻求欢乐的时候，他们却很积极。
That's what now the fact of this generation.
这就是现在的这一个世纪的现状。
Let's look at the Romans chapter 1.
请看罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1 verse from 18.
罗马书第一章十八节。
Romans chapter 1 from verse 18.
罗马书第一章十八节。
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all the ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness. 19.
十九节。
Because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. Verse 20.
二十节。
For since the creation of the world, His invisible attribute, His eternal power, and divine nature have been clearly seen.Being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks, but they became fertile in their speculation, and their foolish heart was darkened. Verse 22.
二十二节。
Professing to be wise, they become fool. And 23. And exchange the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and the four-footed animals and crawling creatures. 24. Therefore God gave them over in the lust of their hearts to impurity, and their bodies might be dishonored among them. Verse 25.
25节.
For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And verse 26. For this reason, God gave them over to the degraded passion, for their woman exchanged the nature function for that which is unnatural. And in the same way, also all men abandoned the natural function of woman, and burned into their desire toward one another, man with man, committing indecent acts, and receiving in their own person the due penalty of the error. And 28. And just as they did not see and fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to the deprived mind to do those things which shall not profit. 29. And being filled with unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, the deceiver, malice, their gossips, slanders, the hate of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, and disobedient to the parents. Verse 31. Since
31节.
I should finish. Without understanding, unworthy, unloving, unmerciful. Verse 32. And although they knew that the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, and not only do the same, but also give heart approval to those who practice them. Here, the Paul, he described here, God already, and show his, according to verse 19, say, they know God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them, it says.
在十九节，保罗在这边说，神的事情已经都显明在人的心中。
God's His own image put it into the man already.
神按照自己的形象创造了人。
We know that the man we create by God.
人是由神所创造的。
According to the scripture, we know at the beginning when God created all universe.
我们知道从圣经里面记载，神开始的时候创造了天地。
Sixth day, the last day of His creation, He created man.
在第六天的时候，他创造了人。
And let us enjoy His creation.
让人可以享受他的创造万物。
So let us enjoy His creation means that you can see all the nature that I create, and you yourself find out there is a God, there is my will.
那就是让人去享受，就是在这众物当中，让你去发现其实有神在其中。
Verse 20 is that since the creation of the world, His invisible attribute, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen.
二十节说，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的。
It's amazing, man. At day by day, man died anyway.
每一天都有人过世。
But also new life continue to come out to this world.
也有新生来到世间。
I can see that all the children, there's a new life. There are a lot of energies.
可以看到很多小孩，他们有很多的活力。
I can compare when I was 20, now 40, it's very different.
我想想我在20岁跟现在40岁就非常的不一样。
My energy level is different.
我的体能也不一样。
At the beginning, when I came first ordained, or more excited.
当我刚被安立成传道的时候，我那时候是非常兴奋。
I try myself to be same energy I want to bring up, but I cannot.
那我试
I slow down myself, I can't do.
我试图把同样的这份兴奋，把现在再带来，就觉得很困难。
But easily get tired.
因为很容易就会累。
A white hair coming out. White hair, more white hair coming out.
白发就更多了。
And also that I can see there's a back pain too.
有时候也会有背痛。
So here and there, you know, a little bit, I can tell. That's a life is now is no longer to be like the strong, you know, energetic like before.
从这些一点点的事情可以看到，我的生活已经体能没有以前那么好。
But I can see that through my kids, they have the full of energy and the full of life is there.
但是我从我的小孩身上可以看到了完全的很好的经历。
So it's a generation to generation. There's a life. This is a mystery of life.
但是所以就可以看到一代代的人，这就是生命的奥秘。
Do you think is man create this life?
你们觉得是人创造了生命吗？
Now human technology, 21st century, we cannot even create one little seed of trees.
作为现在21世纪的技术，我们还没有办法创造一棵小树的树种。
It's amazing that the man have a DNA has a lot of information there.
现在很多人我们人类都掌控了很多的基因的技术。
Now somebody commit a crime and they clear out, but if the criminal leave one piece of hair, and then a police find out the DNA can identify who did, you know, the crimes even.
有时候要是有人犯罪了，不小心只是留了一根头发在那边当线索，警察也会根据他的基因来找到他。
Because the DNA is all the information about the person.
因为基因就有了这个人所有的资讯在当中。
DNA is the one that gives us the amount of information in one DNA about 1,000 encyclopedia amount, it says.
一个基因所
1,000 volumes.
一个基因所含的人类的容那个人的基因资讯就等于1,000本的百科全书。
It's amazing. It's the creation of God.
这是很奇妙的。我们都是神的创造。
More than 7 billion of cells to create our body to continue to moving, let our life to be sustained.
我们身体当中有700亿的细胞在让我们的生命可以维持。
It's amazing. It's the creation of God.
这就是神的创造。
And if anybody who denied God, then that person have some trouble, some problem. We can say simply, you're very foolish.
要是人不承认神的创造的话，我们可以说这个人是蛮愚笨的。
Sometimes have you experienced even like a cockroaches? If you're trying to catch to kill, they know how to maneuver themselves to avoid it to be died. You know?
要是我们想抓他们的时候，他们会很懂得怎么去逃跑。
Sometimes even flies itself, and sometimes trying to kill, bring the sometimes, you know, just flying around you, sometimes trying to land in your dishes and you don't like it, so trying to kill. But then, flies already, you know, flew away.
就像苍蝇，有时候我们想用拍子把它们打掉，但是也非常困难。
It's amazing. They have a defensive mechanism, so they know how to away from, you know, they know the dangers, then they avoid it, and so they're away.
很奇妙，他们身上有一套防御系统，让他们可以避免这些的危险。
There is a God.
这就是神的创造。
But people, they purposely denied his existence.
但是人却有目的的就拒绝了神的创造。
Especially we go back to our nature, go back to our humankind.
就好像回到我们人类本身。
God only give us a sense to understand the God only to humans.
神只是要我们人类可以感受到神的存在。
So far in the human history, so far in the world history.None of the monkey can gather together worshiping God yet.
在世界历史当中，还没有猩猩可以聚在一起来敬拜神。
Have you heard about this? Of course, if you heard it, sensational. It can be the world topic turn out to be. But so far, there's none of the monkey they gather together they worshiping God.
目前来说，还没有听说有任何这样子的行为在他们身上发生。
God created us because He created us His own image, only the two men.
神是按照自己的形象创造了人，只有人。
But who is the most stubborn is mankind.
但是最硬心的又是什么呢？就是人。
Man is the only one against God.
只有人是背对着神的。
Denied his existence.
他们拒绝承认他的存在。
But then all the rest of the nature, all the animals, they follow the system of nature. They follow it.
所有的万物都是遵循着自然的规律而行。
It's subject to the law of nature, which is.
这就是大自然的规律。
But only mankind.
但是只有人类。
It resist.
却是非常的硬心，却拒绝神。
They don't want to go back to God, but they want to leave their life their own.
他们不想回转神，他们要过自己的生活。
We can say the Zacchaeus, he's according to his scripture, he mentioned Zacchaeus, this name is a very precious name.
我们看到撒该这边，撒该他的名字是他是一个非常有钱的人。
I'm sure because when his parents, when they having Zacchaeus and all the neighbors congratulate on his parents.
这是一个非常好的名字，我相信当他出生的时候，很多人都会恭喜他的父母亲。
So parents give him the name is Zacchaeus.
So 父母给了他这个名字叫撒该。
Zacchaeus is righteousness. Zacchaeus means is pure.
撒该的意思就是纯洁的，正直的。
It telling us that Zacchaeus' parents have a wish and hope that this little one to grow up to be like Zacchaeus, to glorify God and to be the shine.Become a children of God, child of God.
可以看到撒该的父母帮他取这个名字的时候是带着期望的，是希望他将来可以荣耀神。
You know, of course, Bible doesn't mention about his early the childhood life.
圣经并没有记载他的前半生。
But we have noticed that because this man had grown up, he has a desire to become a rich. He has a desire to gain the power.
但是我们可以看到他从小长大之后他有这个欲望成为有权力的人。
I think for so far in his life he continued trying to focus on this money and the power and he never think about his name where he came from.
他可以看到他一直努力的就是要争取地位与钱财，他并没有想到他的名字的由来。
Yes, one day he find out he gained all the richness in his hands.
他拥有了一切的财富。
Verse 2, he mentioned that he was rich.
在第二节里面说他是一个财主。
I think now there's many people seeking for their life to be rich.
我想在现在生活当中，很多人也寻求着财富。
Many people giving up their morality.
很多人甚至会不要自己的人格。
As long as they got the money, then that's fine.
只要他们拿到钱，什么都好。
Giving up the image of God.
他们放弃了神的形象。
Because the money it turned to be their object, their idol.
因为钱已经成为他们敬拜的对象。
So in that way, they become very stubborn themselves. They following the desire of the world and the desire of the material.
因此，他们非常的硬心，只是随着世上的这些欲望而走。
And this man, Zacchaeus, he grown up later. He become a cheap tax collector.
这个撒该长大之后成为了一个税吏长。
And cheap tax collector is considered quite a high position.
税吏长是一个非常高的职位。
Not just one of the tax collector, but among the tax collector, he's the one the chief of the tax collector.
他是所有税吏长的长官，所有税吏的长官。
I think at this time, the chief tax collector, then somehow the connection with the politicians.
我想当时的税吏长跟政治家也有联系。
So he has a certain power within his hands.
在他手当中，我相信也有一定的权力。
So the town people knows this one is a bad one.
所以在那个城里面的人都知道他不是好人。
Think about it, during the time of this the Jesus and the control by the Roman Emperor.
我们知道，在耶稣的时代是被罗马帝国所统治。
So Roman Emperor collecting all the taxes through this kind of tax collectors.
所以那个罗马帝国是通过这些的税吏来收税。
I'm sure because they hired their own people to be the tax collectors. They know how to collect this tax.
因此，他们雇佣了自己的人来知道怎么去收税。
In order the tax collector themselves to be rich, they have to gather more tax than what they supposed to collect.
因此，但是那些税吏长为了让自己也要发财的话，他们拿到了比他们应该拿的更多。
So that this Zacchaeus, he become a rich. That means he become a rich out of collecting the tax is more than what he's supposed to collect.
因此，这边说他是一个财主，他应该就是拿了比他该拿的更多。
That means he lied to the people. He oppressed the people. Then.
因此，他压榨着别人，他欺骗别人。
So chapter 19 verse 7.People town people knows that this man is a sinner.
因此第七节说，那些人就觉得他是一个罪人。
But at the same time, they cannot do anything to him because he has a power.
但是大家也拿他无可奈何, 因为他有权力。
How sad it is, you know, the Zacchaeus' parents give him a name as Zacchaeus as like a pure and righteousness.
这是如此如何悲哀的一件事情, 因为他父母是给他这个名字, 是希望他也可以纯洁, 他可以正直。
Now this man grown up, and he has a position, he has a power, he has a money.
这个小孩长大之后, 他有了钱跟财。
But actually, his nature is turned out to be sinner.
但是他的本性却让他成为了罪人。
His name make him so shame himself.
他的名字让他觉得很不好意思。
He never himself to be changed so far.
他从没有改变。
He just want to enjoy life in this way.
他只是想过着这样的生活下去。
But I'm sure because one day he look around his life.
有一天当他回顾自己的生活。
Somehow something missing in his life.
他发现他生活当中有什么缺少了。
I'm sure because he thought about his name.
当然我想他有想过自己的名字。
He can see that he was quite distant from his name.
他会觉得他跟他的名字相差很远。
I'm sure because he can remember when he was young, his parents always mentioned that you are Zacchaeus.
我想在他小时候，他都会记得他小时候他父母会让他知道这个名字是什么意思。
Hopefully you grown up to be like Zacchaeus, to be glorified God.
他记得他们的期望可以让他长大之后来荣耀神。
But now when he look at himself, he become a just sinner.
但是他现在看看自己，他却是罪人。
Yes, he followed his desire to what he trying to achieve from this world. He gained everything, but really the precious one is missing, the image of God.
当然他顺着自己的欲望他得到了一切但是他却了神的样式在他当中。
Instead of the image of God, all the people call him the sinner.
那大家都叫他罪人。
This is telling us that nowadays, this is people who do not know God, those who denied his existence, their life is seeking from this world. It turned out to be like Zacchaeus.
所以其实现在很多人按着自己的欲望去过生活的，就像这个撒该。
It is wonderful we come to the Lord, we can restore our image of God.
我们来到神的面前，来重新得到他的样式，这是非常美好的事情。
We do not seeking for money, we do not seeking for power.
我们不是寻求财富与权力。
We're seeking for God's image.
我们寻求神的样式。
We want to be like a Christ.
我们要像神一样。
We want to restore the relationship with God.
我们希望可以跟神重修关系。
We know that we're the true source of satisfaction of our soul.
因为我们知道什么才是真正的满足所在。
Many people who following the money and following the power, end up, they find out that there's a vanity.
很多人都是跟随着钱，跟随着权力， 但是最终他们都会发现一切都是虚空。
You know, the King Solomon in the Bible, he was the richest man in the world.
我们知道所罗门王他是当时最有钱的人。
He has a power as a king of the nation.
他作为国王，他有了权力。
If we have only have a money, but we do not have a wisdom, then actually we waste all the money.
当我们要是有钱，但是没有智慧的话，我们就会浪费了所有的钱。
There was a new, also the news in Korea. He get the lottery, become a lottery ticket. He become a winner of the lottery ticket.
我读过一个韩国的新闻，有一个人中了乐透奖。
I don't know how many years ago, but he become a winner.
我不知道是多少年之前，但是他中了头奖。
But after some years, he captured by the police.
但是几年之后，他却被警察抓住了。
Because he's trying to stealing other people's money.
他试图去偷窃。
And find out he was the winner of the lottery tickets.
才发现他原来当年就是中乐透的人。
And police asking, "What happened to you? Where's all the money?"
警察问他说：“你的钱去哪了？”
And he says, "When I got the winning money, and I regularly go to the gambling place."
那他告诉警察说，当我拿到了奖金之后，我就经常的去赌场。
Most likely one million which is about $100,000 a month, is easily just goes away.
那当然就是,
he says to spend all the money, his winning money, to the gambling place.
他中的钱很快就花光了。That's
why I need the money, so I stealing other people's money.
因此虽然他有钱,但是他也要去偷钱。
At the beginning, he has the money.
最初的时候他有钱,
but he doesn't have enough wisdom.
但是他没有足够的智慧。
He evil nature, he followed the evil nature.
因为他还是跟随着那种很邪恶的私欲。
So money doesn't help him actually.
因此金钱没有帮助他。
But Solomon was different.
所罗门却是不一样。
He has money.
他有钱。
He has wisdom.
他有智慧。
He has power.
他有权力。
He has everything.
他拥有一切。
At the beginning, he was God. God was with him. He was in. He was with God.
一开始的时候，神与他同在。
Life of a full of joy.
生命是充满着喜乐。
But later, he followed the money. He followed the material.
但是接着，他慢慢的就是跟随着物质。
He kept seeking and seeking a material way to satisfy his life.
他用物质的方式来寻求自己的喜好。
But end up, he lost everything.
最终，他失去了一切。
Money is still with his hands.
他还有钱,
power is still in his hands.
权力还在他手中,
seems like wisdom still in his mind.
看上去好像他还有智慧,
God is not with him.
神却没有与他同在,
so he mentioned that life is full of vanity.
因此他说生活是,
he tried every way to try to please his soul.
他试图用一切的方式来满足自己的灵魂,
but he couldn't satisfy.
但他没有得到满足,
because God is not with, God wasn't with him.
因为神没有与他同在。
Let's look at the Ecclesiastes.
请看传道书。
Chapter 1.
第一节，第一章。
Verse from 12.
第十二节。
Chapter 1 from verse 12.
一章十二节。
I, the preacher, have been king over Israel in Jerusalem, and I set my mind to seek and explore, but wisdom concerning all that he has done under heaven. It is a grievous task which God has given to the Son of Man to be afflicted with. Verse 14.
第十四节,
I have seen all the work which have been done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and striving after winds. This is how he expressed after he got every trying to do, and then under the sun, but it end up to, it's a vanity. It's like snatching the wind.
就在十四节，他说：“我见日光之下所做的一切事都是虚空， 都是捕风。”
And verse continue chapter 2.
第二章,
from verse 2.
第二节开始。
I said, laughter, it is a madness and a pleasure. So what does it accomplish? Verse 3.
第三节,
I explore with my mind how to stimulate my body with the wine while my mind was guiding me wisely, and how to take hold of folly until I could see what the good there is for the sons of men to do under heaven the few years of their lives. Verse 4.
第四节,
I enlarged my work, I built a house for myself, I planted a vineyard for myself. You mentioned the list of the how what he have done.
所以从这四五节我们可以看到他做了很多事情。
We skipped verse 8.
请继续读到第八节。
Also I collect of myself a silver and gold and the treasure of kings and the province. I provide for myself a male and female singers and pleasure of men and many concubines. Well, which is impossible nowadays here, but you can see that here, he tried to do everything in wherever he pleased his heart, he tried it.
因此我们可以看到他试图用各种的方式来满足自己。
And verse 10.
第十节,
all that my eyes desires, I did not refuse them.
凡我眼所求的, 我没有留下不给他的。
Can we do that?
我们可以这样做吗?
When we go to the mall, the shopping mall, whatever we like to buy, can we buy it?
当我们去到商场的时候，我们看到眼前所看到的，我们都可以买下来吗？
Of course, if you're a millionaire, you can do that. Oh, no, not millionaire is not much nowadays. If you're a billionaire, you can go to shopping mall. You can buy whatever you like, maybe.
当然要是你是百亿 富翁的话也许你可以这样做
But I'm sure because most of us here we go to the shopping mall we have to control ourselves we know that right
但是我想大部分的人我们去到商场的时候我们都要控制自己
But here the Solomon did all the my eyes desires I did not refuse them
但是所罗门在这边第十节说凡我所眼所求的我没有留下不给他的
But then later on this is what he mentioned there
但是接着他又说了
Verse 11,
第十一节
Thus I consider all my activity which my hands has done and the labor which I have exalted and behold all was vanity and striving after winds and there was no profit under the sun This is his conclusion
这十一节就是他的总结
He's trying to his own way to find out the satisfaction
他试图用自己的方式来找到满足
But he cannot find out the true satisfaction out of this world
但是从世上他没有找到
same thing like Zacchaeus
就像这个撒该
he tried do his best to trying to his climb up to the position in this world to be the chief tax collector
他用尽了方法 来在他的职业生涯上爬升
he became a rich man
他成为了税吏长成为了 富财主
but he cannot find the satisfaction
但是他找不到满足
One day, find out everything is vanity. It seems like it is kind of trying to holding the wind.
有一天，他发现了一切都是虚空，都是捕风。
But that time, he heard that Jesus is coming to passing by this road.
但是有一天，他听到耶稣要经过这里。
Now, so they go back to Luke chapter 19.
请回到路加福音十九章。
Chapter 19.
十九章。
From verse 3.
第三节
And he was trying to see who Jesus was, and he was unable because of the crowd, for he was small in stature. And you have noticed because when Jesus passing by this road, and then because he is small in his stature.
我们知道当耶稣经过的时候因为撒该很矮
So he cannot see the Jesus walking, passing by in the road.
因此他看不见耶稣经过
This is telling us sometimes we understand when the Zacchaeus heard about the Jesus coming and passing by this, and then when he look at himself, he's a small stature. He cannot see Jesus. If he give up at this moment,
当时他听说了耶稣要经过，他其实身量很矮，他不可能看得到。要是他放弃的话
，He have a desire to see Jesus.
他有心要想去看耶稣。
But now the fact is because the crowd.Just along the street, people just stand up there. So he cannot just get in. He's a small stature. He cannot see the Jesus. So I'll forget about it next time.
要是当时他想放弃的话，他可以说：“你看，人都在前面，都在路上，我自己又矮，看不见，很容易就放弃了。”
We have to understand the chance is very precious.
我们知道时机是非常宝贵的。
Many people they are not that smart.
很多人并不是那么聪明。
But they just get the right chance for their life.
但是他们却掌握了天时地利人。
Some people become a rich man.
有人成为了财富富足。
Some people gain the high position.
有人却成为了很高的职位的长官。
Chance is actually very precious.
时机是非常的重要。
For Christians also.
作为基督徒也是如此。
If you truly meet Jesus, our Lord, in the right on time.
也是我们在刚好的时机来遇到主耶稣。
We can change our life.
我们可以改变我们的生命。
But some people do not have enough guts to come up themselves.
但是很多人没有足够的勇气去如此做。
Well, just next time it's still okay.
就想说下一次也没什么关系。
How we can promise for ourselves what next time still available to in our life?
但是我们如何可以保证跟自己保证下一次我们就有时间呢？
It's important. It is a chance that we have to grab it. We have to do not let this chance let it go.
这是非常重要。当时机来临的时候，我们要把握。
This is a true wisdom.
这是真智慧。
And look at the chapter 19, verse 4.
请继续看第四节。
And he ran on ahead and climbed up into the Zacchaeus tree in order to see him, for he was about to pass through that way.And he just ran on ahead and climbed up into the Zacchaeus tree.
因此他就跑到前头爬上了桑树。
Can you see the timing here?
各位看到这边的时机吗?
Let's think about if Zacchaeus he walked onto the Zacchaeus tree.
要是想想他只是走过去的话,
Who knows Jesus is passing by already?
谁知道耶稣是不是已经走过头了?
Maybe when he come up to Zacchaeus tree, he just walked on the you know Zacchaeus tree. Maybe he saw the Jesus Jesus in the back, you know, his back.
也许当他只是走过去爬上树的时候，耶稣只能看到耶稣的背影了。
Which means his chance is already passed.
这就代表这时机已经过了。
There's one like the Greek the what it called it's it mentioned about the chance.
有一句希腊的话来讲到这个时机。
It's called the Syracuse. I don't know. It's just a name like that. It's one of a figure of a statue. In the Greek,
那是,
a figure is like this. In the feet has a wings.
那,
feet has a, on the feet has a wing.
那脚上面有翅膀.
In the forehead there's hair.
那在前额的地方有毛发.
But in the back is a bolt.
在后面有一个碗.
So it's very, very strange figure.
这是一个非常, 特别的一个人像, 是希腊的一个人像。
This is the conversation. Say, who made you? Yeah, this is the conversation.
这是一段对话, 就是有其中一个,
well, you mentioned the one God, you know, made him.
那对话就说, 谁造你的? 那他就说神造我的。
And another question is, what's your name then?
那有人问, 你是谁啊?
And this stranger figure, the statue says, my name is Chance.
那这个人像他就说, 我的名字叫时机。
Then why you have a wing and your feet?
那有人问, 为什么你的脚上有翅膀呢?
So that I can fly fast.
那他说, 那就可以飞得更快。
Then why your hair is in your forehead? Forehead. Because when I flying, so that let the people can grab him.
那当我飞的时候,
then why the bag is a bolt?
那为什么我的背后是凸的呢?
Because if I pass, then do not let anybody catch me.
因为当我已经走过的时候，我就不让人可以抓住我了。
Very good descriptions about the chance.
这是非常一个 来描述时机的比喻。
I heard about the now is today's you know economy is really quite tough and like quite tough economy now in the USA. Actually, whole world nowadays.
我最近有听说现在全球的经济都非常的糟糕。
Many people miss this chance to get the grab to fortune.
很多人都错过了可以发财的机会。
But those people who have an ability, capability, they grab the chance at this moment.
但很多人有能力的人，他们在现在抓住了时机。
The chance is sometimes is We can see the chance, but we cannot get the chance sometimes. Well, anyway, because when I see the you know, every day, like a stock market nowadays, is really jumping up and down.
现在我看, 股票市场的价格都是上上下下的。
Because I do not have any share of a stock, so whether the stock market opened up is not really dealing with me anyway.
因为我手上没有任何的股票，所以我看到股票上上下下对我没什么影响。
But many people, they just, you know, some people grieve, you know, they're very anxious for their stock to be move up there so that they gain the profit, but it's somehow it's not their way to expect.
但是很多人有股票的就会很担心很忧虑希望他们的股票可以升回去。
Anyway, we'll come back to this passage here. Chance.
哎呀,我们继续回来这一段的经节。
Chance is precious.
所以因此我们可以看到时机机遇非常重要。
One of a very famous the writer, he comment about the chance.
有一位很出名的作家也讲到了这个机遇。
Among all the resources in our life to success, The most precious resource is chance.
在我们一切可以啊人生当中一切可以成功的机遇当成功的源头当中，机遇是最重要的一位。
Here, Zacchaeus, he heard Jesus coming, passing by this road.
这里撒该听到耶稣要经过这条路。
He know there's an obstacle on the way.
他知道有困难在前面。
But he doesn't want to give up, but he ran on.The climb up into the Zacchaeus tree.
他不想放弃，因此他跑过去，爬上了桑树。
It is wisdom.
这是智慧。
Whenever God provide us to give us a chance to believe in God.
现在我们神给我们这个机会来相信他。
We have to grab this chance.
我们要抓住这个机遇。
Tomorrow is not tomorrow is not our hands.
明天不是在我们手中。
Only today is belongs to us.
只有今天是在我们手中。
If Zacchaeus think that tomorrow still I have a chance, I'm sure he didn't grab this chance.
要是撒该认为明天还是有机会的话，他今天就不会如此做了。
He understood today, this time, this is the chance.
因为他意识到此时此地就是机会。
That's why he ran into the Zacchaeus tree. He climbed up to the Zacchaeus tree.
因此他跑到前头爬上桑树。
It is precious.
这是宝贵的。
We have to take actions.
我们要行动。
And we know the many Christians in the scriptures.
我们知道在这圣经当中。
How is it possible they're making this themselves such a successful the believers?
他们如何让自己成为那么成功的使徒信徒呢？
Because they grabbed the chance.
因为他们抓住了机遇。
There is one in the Bible mentioned about the rich young man. He came to Jesus.
这圣经当中也讲了一个有钱的年轻人。
He asked, "How can I obtain the eternal life?"
他问耶稣，我如何可以得到永生？
It is a chance. It is he actually come to Jesus actually.Let him to be have a chance to obtain the eternal life.
他来到了耶稣面前，有这个机会问他如何得到永生。
Jesus asked him to keep all the commandments.
耶稣叫他要守所有的诫命。
And he said, "I kept all the commandments from my young."
他回答说，我从小就守所有的诫命。
So、one thing you like, you can sell that all the your property and come.And you follow me.
那耶稣就回答说，还有一样你缺的，就是你要变卖所有的钱财来跟随我。
That means you do not now you rely on things you belongs to.
那就是你不再依靠你有的东西。
I give you a chance. You can give up things from this world. You can follow me. Then you can guarantee of your salvation.
你放弃了你手上有的东西来跟随我。
Many of the people nowadays cannot grab the chance to believe in God because of what they belongs to in this world.
很多人没有办法抓住这个机遇来信主，就是因为他们没有办法放弃世上的东西。
At this time, the Zacchaeus, he really wants to change.
撒该希望改变。
He do not want to let this chance to go, you know, passing by him.
他不希望这个机遇就这样过去了。
So when he went up to the Zacchaeus tree,
因此当他爬上桑树。
Verse 5.
第五节。
When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house."
耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说：“撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里。”
That means you grab the chance.
就是说你要抓住机遇。
You can have a true salvation.
你就会有真正的救恩。
Since you're willing to change yourself.
因为你愿意去改变你自己。
You're willing to repent.
你愿意去悔改。
You're willing to come to see, come to meet me.
你愿意来见我。
Here I am.
我在这里。
So Zacchaeus was so excited and came down and he come brought him. And then he says here, verse 7.
在第七节说。
Verse 8, sorry.
第八节。
And then Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, "Behold, the Lord, half of my possession I will give it to the poor, and if I have deferred anyone of anything, I will give back four times as much." Here, this is Zacchaeus. Jesus never asked him to what he should do, but he willing to say.
耶稣并没有跟他说你要做什么，他自愿如此做。
In order to come to the Lord to receive the salvation of God, we need to have a proactive, we can say actively, we can come approach to God.
我们要来到神面前，要得救恩，我们就要必须主动。
And also, the Zacchaeus in his possession is not in his heart.
但是对撒该来说,
not in the, all the possession is not in the priority in his life.
对撒该来说,
how we can obtain the true salvation of God?
我们又如何可以得到神真正的救恩呢?
When our soul to be saved as a concept priority in our life.
我们就是要把, 我们灵魂的得救放在生命的第一位。
Zacchaeus put his life to change to as a priority in his life.
他把这个放, 撒该把这个放在他的第一位。
So the verse 9, Jesus right away said, today salvation has come to this house.
因此第九节, 耶稣说, 今天救恩到了这家。
And Zacchaeus, he willing to change himself.
撒该愿意改变自己。
But until he met the Jesus, he couldn't change himself alone.
但是没有遇到主耶稣的话, 他没有办法改变自己。
So Jesus gave him a chance, let him to change.
耶稣给了他的机会来改变。
He get this chance.
他抓住了机会。
He met Jesus.
他遇见了耶稣。
He changed with the Lord Jesus Christ.
他与主耶稣一起改变了他自己。
He turned to be a new person.
他变成了一个新的人。
And that's what the Jesus claimed, today salvation has come to this house.
因此耶稣说, 今天救恩到了这家。
And also the mention that continues is because he too is the son of Abraham.
因为他也是亚伯拉罕的主子孙。
Those come here to seeking the truth tonight.
那各位来到这边寻求神道理的人,
what is a priority on, in your life?
什么是你们生命当中的重点呢?
Seeking the things to, from this world?
寻求世上的事情吗?
Or true salvation of God?
还是神的救恩?
And truly you want to be satisfied your soul?
你要让你的灵魂得到满足，就要来到神面前。
Only God can give us true satisfaction.
只有神可以给到我们真正的满足。
Let's sing him.
请唱诗。
263.
263首。
Please be seated.
请坐。
Please turn the book of Matthew chapter 5.
请大家翻开马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 20.
马太福音第五章的第二十节。Chapter
5 verse 20.
马太福音五章二十节。
For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
马太福音五章二十节，我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
So yesterday we have studied with one another, blessed are poor in spirit.
我们跟大家一起学习过，贫穷的人是有福的。
For there is a kingdom of heaven.
因为天国是属于他们的。
So from chapter Matthew chapter 5 verse 1 to verse 10, this is the eight blessings that Lord Jesus Christ have spoken to his disciples.
所以从马太福音的五章一到十节，这些是八福耶稣告诉他的门徒。
But for his disciples to hear this blessing, they need to go up to the mountain.
可是他的门徒为了要听这八福的道理，他们必须要上山。
If they not go up to the mountain, they not will be able to hear this seven blessing.
因为如果他们不上山的话，他们就没办法听到这些福气的。
So for us as a chosen people of God,
我们是神的选民。
It's so important that we always need to be filled with the Spirit of God.
对我们来讲非常重要的就是要随时被神的灵充满。
And only then that our life is blessing upon blessing.
只有这样子的话，我们的生命才能恩上加恩。
Because in Luke chapter 6,
因为在路加福音第六章这里,
our Lord Jesus Christ come down from the mountain.
我们的耶稣基督他从山上下来。
So when he come down to the mountain and he spoke, not it's no longer eight blessings, but there's four blessings and four woes.
那从山上下来的时候呢，就那时候就没有八福了，而是四种福气跟四种的警告。
So this means for us if we are spiritually weak.
所以对我们来讲，如果我们的灵性有软弱的话，
it's very difficult for us to live a life of blessing.
我们这样子就非常难活在 有充满神恩典的生命。
But if you always feel with the Spirit of God,
可是如果我们随时都被圣灵充满,
then we go up to the mountain to listen to the Word of God.
我们上山去听神的教训,
then we can understand that blessed are the poor in spirit.
我们就知道那虚心的人是有福了。
For there is a kingdom of heaven.
因为天国是他们的。
This is the most crucial beginning of our faith.
这对我们来讲是一个非常重要我们信心的开端。
If we cannot be poor in spirit, then we cannot accomplish or receive the next seven blessings.
如果我们不能虚心的话，我们就不能领受接下来的七种福气。
Because when we feel that we are poor in spirit,
因为只有当我们知道我们的心有,
and then we will moan for God himself.
我们为神哀痛。
And then when we moan for God, when we, after we get comforted, and then we become a meek person.
因为只有哀痛的人才能得到安慰，才能变成一个温柔的人。
Then when we are meek, this means our heart will become soft.
那我们温柔的时候,
and then we'll be hungry and thirsty for righteousness.
这样子的话,
and after we are filled with God's righteousness,
那我们被神的义充满了以后,
then we become merciful.
我们就会怜悯人,
and after we obtain mercy,
我们得到了这些连续以后,
and then our heart can become pure.
我们才能够清心,
and then after our heart become pure,
那清心了以后呢,
then we'll see God.
我们就可以看见神了,
and then when we live a life, we'll be able to see God.
我们过着, 在清心的生活, 我们就可以,
and then we become the peacemaker. When we are peacemaker, we are the true sons of God. And when we are true sons of God, then for sure we can be persecuted for our for God's righteousness.
当我们是神的儿子的时候，我们在世上会受到逼迫。 可是这样子的话，谁是有福气？
Then when our faith be able to reach this point.
当我们的信心能够达到这些条件的时候，
then Matthew chapter 5 verse 13 to verse 16, we can become the salt and the light of this world.
那在 马可太福音第五章的13到16节，这里就说，我们这样就可以成为世上的盐和光。
Because salt is to preserve.
因为盐是为了保持。
So we become the salt of this world, we can preserve this world, because every single day that we live in this world, become more corrupted.
因为如果我们是世上的盐的话, 我们就可以维持这个世上的好处, 因为世上一直在。 这世界上一直都在腐败下去。
So this means we should be able to preserve people who belong to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们一定要能够保持我们, 身边的这些属神的人。
Salt is also to prevent from infection.
盐也能够防止发炎。
You can see nowadays many people live in the world that are wounded.
我们可以看到这世界上很多的人活在这世界上都受了伤。
So we need to put this salt on them so that they don't, their infection do not spread everywhere.
这些盐放在他们的伤口, 他们的这个感染才不会扩散。
We know salt also can make you very thirsty.
盐也会让你非常的口渴。
So for us as the salt of this world, people, when they look at us, they should feel so thirsty that they want to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
那这些世上的人看到我们的时候, 他们应该感到口渴, 他们想要更一步的接近神。
We also should be the light of the world.
我们也要当这世上的光。
As the light of the world, we cannot be hidden anything.
这世上的光是不能被隐藏的。
But rather we should be able to be on a hill and shine the glory of God.
我们要站在山坡上把神的荣耀发展出去。
Not only that we should shine the glory of God in this world, but also in the household of God.
我们不只要把神的光在这世界上展现出去, 我们也要在家里。
And only then that the Heavenly Father's name will be glorified.
我们只有这样子我们的天父的名才会得到荣耀。
And then now in verse 20,
那后来现在在第二十节,
Matthew chapter 5 verse 20,
马太福音第五章二十节,
For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee, you will be no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以说我告诉你们, 你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义, 断不能进天国。
Yes, for there is a kingdom of heaven.
这世界上是有天国的。
But for us to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must be able to exceed the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisees.
可是要我们要进天国之前，我们必须把我们的让我们的义能够胜于文士和法利赛人的义。
What is the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees?
文士和法利赛人的义是什么呢？
Actually, their righteousness belongs to the law.
他们的义就是属于律法的。
But an interesting in verse 17.
很有意思的地方就在第十七节。
Before Jesus said that our righteousness had to exceed the righteousness of scribes and Pharisees, he also explained that he's not come here to get rid of the law.
在这里耶稣也同时跟大家解释他来这世上并不是要废掉律法。
Because he said, do not think that I come to destroy the law or the prophet. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
在十七这里说, 莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉, 乃是要成全。
Before Lord Jesus Christ come to crucify for himself for us,
那我们在耶稣基督来到这世界上为我们定十字架之前,
Those who live under law cannot be saved.
在活在律法之下的人是不能得救的。
But it doesn't mean that the law is not good for us.
可是并不代表这律法对我们来讲是美好处的。
It needs to be the law, but our Lord Jesus Christ come to fulfill it.
是需要有律法的, 可是耶稣来就是要成全这些律法。
Then verse 18 is that, For surely I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will not by mean pass from the law, till all is fulfilled.
在18节这里说, 我实在地告诉你们, 就是到天地都废去了, 律法的一点一话也不能废去。
This is a very important concept we need to understand concerning our faith.
这是对我们来讲信心的一个很重要的概念，我们一定要先了解。
Because many Christians nowadays they said yes, Jesus is love.
因为现在很多的基督徒都只说耶稣是爱。
Because Jesus loved, then we don't need to worry about the law.
因为耶稣是爱，所以我们就不需要担心这些律法上的规定。
So this means the Ten Commandments no longer a commandment, but rather a suggestion.
那这十诫已经不是十诫了，而是十种建议。
But our Lord Jesus Christ.Tell us here very clearly.
可是耶稣基督在这里很清楚地告诉我们。
Not one thing in the law will pass.
律法的一点一话也不能废除。
But rather Jesus come to fulfill it.
耶稣来这里是成全律法。
And then verse 19.
我们再看十九节。
Whoever therefore break once the least of these commandments and teach men so shall be called the least of the kingdom of heaven.
无论何人废掉这诫命中最小的一条，又教训人这样做，他在天国要称为最小的。
So for us, when we go out and preach the gospel.
所以我们出来传福音的时候。
Make sure we do not take very lightly when we talk about the Old Testament.
我们在讨论旧约的时候，可千万不能掉以轻心。
For example, Sabbath day.
或者就比如说安息日。
Sabbath is from sunset on Friday to sunset on Saturday.
安息日是从礼拜五的晚上到日落到礼拜六的日落。
But why many members do not come on Friday?
那为什么很多人礼拜五晚上都不来聚会呢？
Because we take it very lightly.
因为我们就对于这件事情不重视。
Of course, even though we observe Sabbath under God's grace.
虽然我们在神的恩典下守安息日。
But we should not abuse His grace.
我们不能滥用这个恩典。
So this means Friday and Saturday is part of Sabbath.
礼拜五晚上跟礼拜六都是安息日。
We need to be able to come to the Sabbath.
我们要在安息日的时候要能够来教会聚会。
Actually, this Sabbath belonged to the Old Testament, which is the law.
这个安息日在旧约就有了，是律法的一部分。
But how do we fulfill it nowadays?
那我们现在如何要成全呢？
When we come to show love, in front of brothers and sisters.
我们要来这边对弟兄姐妹表现爱心。
When we come to be able to comfort our brothers and sisters when they are needs.
我们在这边当弟兄姐妹有需要的时候，我们要能够安慰他们。
If we only come to Sabbath, just listen to the word of God and then go home, do not try to talk to anyone or comfort anyone. This means we truly have not fulfilled the law.
如果我们来这边只是聚会听道理，可回去我们却没有行这些道的时候，
Actually, in reality, yes, we fulfilled the law, but we have not our righteousness have not gone beyond the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
那我们就并不能实现这个律法。我们虽然有听到这些律法，可是我们的这样子义就不能胜过文士与法利赛人。
Then in the second half in verse 19 say, but whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
那在第十九节的后半段，可是如果任何人遵行这诫命，又教训人遵行，他们就在天国要称为大的。
And then from verse 21 to verse 42, our Lord Jesus Christ gives different example how our righteousness must.Be above the righteousness of scribes and Pharisees.
那从二十一节到四十八节这边，就在耶稣在告诉我们这些诫命，我们的爱要如何，我们的义要如何超过文士与法利赛人的义。
For example, from verse 21 to verse 26.
比如说从二十一到二十六节这。
Because verse 21 says, "You have heard that is said of old, 'You shall not murder,' and whoever murder will be in danger of the judgment."
二十一节，你们听见有吩咐古人的话说，不可杀人，又说凡杀人的难免受审判。
So according to the righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes.
所以根据法利赛人跟文士的义。
And according to the law, if you say do not murder, this means physically you go and murder a person.
所以根据律法的意思，你就是不要去杀掉一个人。
But nowadays our righteousness must be go beyond this.
可是现在我们听从耶稣的教训，我们的义一定要超过这样。
So in verse 21, this righteousness belong to the scribes and Pharisees.
所以在二十一节这边的义是属于文士与法利赛人的。
But it does not mean it does not belong to us.
这并不代表我们就不需要遵行这个。
But we need to transform this law, right? In to fulfill it, this means it become more, even more difficult to follow.
可是我们却要改变这个行为，让这一件事情更有更高的标准，更难去遵守。
Because in verse 22 say, but I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause should be in danger of judgment.
在二十二节这里说，只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判。
So read it very clearly. Say here, whoever is angry with of a brother without a cause.
那在这里古卷里有说，有是不能无缘无故的动怒。
So in other words, if brother and sister do something to cause us to be angry, yes, we can be angry because it's normal for us to be angry.
当然，弟兄姐妹有的时候相处之间，我们会因为一些事情。这样子会生气，生气是正常的。
But the Bible also teaches, do not let the sun go down on the anger.
圣经也教训我们说，不能让我们的怒气维持在日落。
So this means do not continually to keep anger inside your heart.
这就代表说，我们心中的生气不能一直维持下去。
Because if we keep this anger inside heart, then become hatred.
因为我们这种愤怒一直在心里的话，到时候就变成恨了。
So we end up hating a person, hating a brother and sister. I mean, in our heart, they already dead in front of us.
那如果我们在心里恨恶一个人的话，那他在我们的心中就是死的。
So if we get angry with a brother without a cause,
所以如果我们无故向弟兄动怒的话，
and then we'll be in danger of judgment.
我们就难免受审判。
This is a very important concept for us to learn and understand.
这是对我们来讲是非常重要的观念。
That's why it's so important if you feel some brother and sister have wrong against you.
所以如果我们当中觉得有些弟兄姐妹做了对不起我们的事，
don't just be mad and angry at them.
我们不能只是生气而已。
The first thing we need to do is go to them and talk to them. What I heard, is it true?
那我们首先要做的就是必须要去跟那些弟兄姐妹沟通，跟他们到底了解这些事情。
So for those brothers have sinned against his brother,
如果一个弟兄有犯罪得罪另外一位弟兄，
if we have done wrong, we must repent and ask God for forgiveness.
那如果是我们错的话，我们一定要悔改，求神原谅。
But a person who's being doing wrong against,
那些被人家犯错的人，
we must be that peacemaker.
我们一定要让他们和睦相处。
If that person have sinned against us,
如果有人得罪了我们，
we must pray to God to forgive them for their sin.
我们要向神祷告，求神赦免他们的错。
And we ourselves need to forgive them for their sin.
我们自己也要原谅他们的错。
And only then that our heart will be pure.
只有这样子我们才能够清心。
And only then that we can truly see God.
我们只有这样子才能看见。
Because every single one of us are sinners.
因为我们每一个人都是罪人。
And every day we live, we sin against God.
我们每天活在这世界上都会犯罪得罪神。
But God is always ready to forgive us.
神随时都在原谅我们。
That's why we should be able to forgive one another.
这就是为什么我们一定要能够彼此原谅。
Because God said if we cannot forgive our brother and sister, we can see with our eyes.How can we say we love God that we cannot see?
因为神说，如果我们能够肉眼看见弟兄姐妹，我们都不能去爱、去原谅的话，我们怎么能够说我们爱看不见的神呢？
Of course, our church is a big family.
我们的教会是一个大家庭。
And the bigger family is a more, you know, miscommunication.
家庭越大，中间的误会就越多。
But for us, this miscommunication, we need to talk to one another just like a family.
可是中间的这些误会，我们必须要靠沟通，就像家人一样。
So after talking, then we need to pray for one another.
当我们之间彼此沟通了以后，我们要互相的祷告、代
祷。Because if we do not pray for one another, then the judgment, we're in danger of judgment.
因为如果我们不互相代祷的话，我们也都是要被受审判的。
But we need to be the peacemaker.
我们要当使人和睦的人。
We need to be pure in heart.
我们要清心。
And only then we can truly see God.
只有这样子我们才能够见神。
And then in the second half of verse 22,
那在22节的后半段这里，
and say, and whoever say to his brother Raka shall be in danger of council.
那这里说，凡骂弟兄是拉加的，难免公会的审判。
But whoever say to your fool shall be in danger of hellfire.
凡骂弟兄是魔力的，难免地狱的火。
So in other words, not only that we should not be angry with our brother without cause,
所以我们不只不能无故动怒。
But if we call them empty, Raka, I mean in Aramaic, they mean empty-headed, right? They mean that they're stupid.
那如果我们骂弟兄是笨蛋的话，
Sometimes we use the word stupid very loosely.
我们常常很轻易的就骂人。
But actually, the Bible is very serious about it.
可是这圣经上对我们这方面是非常严厉的。
Why? Because when you call a person, when you look down at a person, when you call them stupid, this means actually in your eyes, they are nothing to you.
因为当我们骂人笨的时候，就代表我们在眼中是瞧不起这个人。
But if we do this, this means we're in danger of hellfire.
可是圣经上说，如果我们这样做的话，会难免地狱的火。
Actually, the way our Lord Jesus Christ teaches this means for us to continue to have love for one another.
在这里，耶稣要教导我们的是，我们要随时有对弟兄有爱心。
Do not be angry with one another. Why? Because we love one another.
我们不能对他们生气，为什么呢？是因为我们爱他们。
Do not call each other stupid. Why? Because we love one another.
不骂他们笨蛋是因为我们爱他们。
And then verse 23 to verse 26.
所以23到26节。
He gave an example for us. How should we practice this?
耶稣在这里有告诉我们一个例子，要怎么样遵行这个
道。Because we, every single one of us, we want to be reconciled to God.
因为我们在每一个人都想要与神很好和好。
So this means we had to be at peace with God first.
我们自己要先与神只有在一个好。
But in olden days, In according to the law, according to Old Testament,
在旧约的时候, 在过去的时候,
if you have sinned against your brothers and sisters,
如果你们对于弟兄姐妹犯罪的话,
you don't need to talk to them.
你不需要跟他们沟通,
you just go and make a sacrifice to God, and then God will accept and your sin have been forgiven.
那时候你们只要向在神对神献祭, 求神原谅, 这样子, 神原谅你就好了。
But that is the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
可是这也是文士与法利赛人的义。
And what is our righteousness?
那我们的义呢?
If we and a brother or sister have wronged one another,
如果我们与弟兄姐妹彼此之间有冲突的话,
we go before we go in front of God.
我们去神之前,
we must be able to try to reconcile ourselves first. Let's find verse 23. Said, therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift.
所以23节这里说，所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，就把礼物留在台前，说先去向同兄弟和好，然后再来献礼物。
This is a wonderful teaching from our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个是神给我们美好的教训。
Because most of the time we think, as long as I'm good in front of God, then with our brothers and sisters, it's okay.
因为常常有的时候我们都觉得我们在神面前好就好了，我们其他跟弟兄姐妹和之间关系是没不在乎的。
Yes, maybe it's good in the Old Testament.
这可能在旧约的时候是没问题的。
But nowadays we have to go beyond that.
可是现今我们要超过这个条件。
Why? Because if our brother and sister don't get along, then to worship God is very difficult.
因为如果我们弟兄姐妹彼此之间都不和睦的话，那我们这样子如何拜神呢？
We are a big family.
我们是一个大家庭。
And when we come to church, every single one of us come here to worship the true and living God.
我们每一个人来这里都是要敬拜真神。
If one of us, between us, there's tension, then we come to worship God, our heart will not be in the right place.
如果我们之间彼此之间有不满、有纷争的话，我们来这边敬拜神，我们的心就不在对的地方。
And that's why God say, if you, you know, have gift for God,
所以在这边神说，如果你们要向神献礼物，
but you have something wrong against you and your brother,
可是你在发现弟兄跟你之间还有恩怨，
just leave the gift before the altar.
就要把礼物留在坛前，
just leave it there for now. This means our relationship with God, whatever we want to do, just leave it there until we are reconciled to our brother and sister.
告诉我们，我们要跟神做的事情，我们必须要先暂停。
And then when we offer the gift,
我们要先去跟弟兄姐和好。
The gift can really reach all the way to heaven.
然后再来献礼物，只有这样子，我们对神的礼物才能到天。
The love that Jesus teaches.
因为我们是对了神给我们的爱一起来。
But if we do not practice anything that Jesus teaches, and then we want to go and give gifts to Him, and then of course a gift will be like a smelling odor.
如果我们对于神的话都不能遵守的话，我们向神献祭，这献祭是不好的。And
then verse 25, even go beyond that.
在25节再超过一点。I
say, agree with your adversary quickly while you are on the way with him.
在这里说，你同告你的对头还在路上，就赶紧与他和解。Bless
your adversary, deliver you to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the officer, and you be thrown into prison.
恐怕他把你送给审判官，审判官就交付衙役，你就下了在监里了。
So in other words, not only between our brother and sister, we need to reconcile.
所以我们不只在弟兄姐妹之中，我们要和好。
But we also need to do what's right in the world.
我们在这世界上也要做守法的事情。
So this means people in the world, we need to reconcile with them.
我们在这世界上与人也要和睦相处。
Why? Because if there's some problems inside the world,
因为如果我们在这世界上有着问题的话,
for example,
比如说,
if we have in our mind that we want to sue somebody,
如果我们在心里有在想要告谁的话,
and the reason we want to sue these people outside the church because we are greedy for money,
如果我们要告这些人在教会之外告这些人的原因是因为我们想要钱,
of course, no one knows what you're doing out there.
当然你在外面做的事情别人会不会知道。But
God knows.
可是神是知道的。
So for us, when we do this and we come to worship God, actually our heart will not be in the right place.
所以当我们在外面做这些事情，然后再回来这里敬拜神的话，我们的心也不在。
So that's why in the world we also have to do what is right in the eyes of God.
所以在这世界上我们要行合神旨意的事。
Because sometimes we tend to forget this.
因为我们有的时候会忘记。
We treat brothers and sisters in church one way, and we treat people in the world in other way. But we should not be a hypocrite.
我们不能做这种假冒伪善的人。
Actually, we need to glorify the name of God in the church and outside the church.
我们要在教会里跟教会外都要荣耀神的名。
So this means even though yes, we can do many things in the world.
所以我们在这世界上是可以做很多事。
But if you have wronged people in the world, then actually in the eyes of God, we have done wrong. We have sinned against God.
可是如果我们在这世界上对于对不起世上的人，我们在神的眼中也是犯罪的。
Because several times when I talk to brothers and sisters,
所以因为我们好几次我与弟兄姐妹讲话的时候，
of course, there's this kind of concept inside the world.
他们对于世界上有这种想法。
But to them it seems like it's okay. Why? Because they are not our brothers and sisters in church.
可是他们这样对于这世界上做这些事情，他觉得可以，因为那些人不是弟兄姐妹。
But we know this is not right.
可是我们知道这样子是不对的。Why?
Because God sees in this life, everybody we have to treat the same thing.
因为神看这世界上是人人平等的。Why?
Because God's righteousness, it goes everywhere, not only inside the church.
因为神的义是行在这世界上每一个地方，并不只是在教会里面。
So that's why even those who have done us wrong in the world, we try to reconcile with them.
所以在这世界上，我们与人起纷争的时候，也要尽量与人和好。Okay,
and then from verse 27 to verse 29.
所以在27到29节这里。
Actually, let's go all of verse to verse 30.
到30节这里。
Okay, and verse 27 says, "You have heard that it was said of this old, you should not commit adultery."
那在这里27节说，你们听见有话说不可奸淫。
This is the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
这是文士与法利赛人的义。
Because the law says you should not commit adultery.
因为律法说不可奸淫。
This means in Old Testament you have to physically commit adultery with a person, and then you will say you are an adulterer.
所以因为在这旧约的时候，你必须身体真的与人犯罪了，这样子你才会说。
But we know our righteousness has to go beyond this.
可是我们知道我们的义必须超过这一点。
And then verse 20 says, "But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her." For who has already committed adultery in her heart and his heart?
在28节这里说，只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
Nowadays, it's very so difficult for every single one of us.
现在的世界对我们每一个人都是很困难。
Of course, this not only going for men, but also go for women.
这不只是对于男生，这也是对于女生。
And whoever looks at a woman or a man to lust after him or her has already committed adultery in his or her heart.
所以这实际上是凡看见妇女或者是男士就动淫念的，这人心里已经犯奸淫。
So in other words, our eyes should only be for a spouse.
所以我们的眼睛只能看我们的配偶。
If you look at any other women, this including pornographic, TV, this and that, if we do all those things, in our heart, we already commit adultery against God.
所以不管我们在这世界上看的电视还是成人影片这种东西， 不管是怎样，都是已经犯了奸淫。
But sometimes it's very difficult to do this.
可是常常这样子很难遵守的。
Especially when we go to work.
有的时候我们去上班的时候，
and we attracted to our co-workers.
有的时候遇到很漂亮的同事，
and sometimes we make mistakes. It's okay for us, right, to feel this kind of love, this kind of lust for them.
有的时候我们心里会有错误的观念，觉得喜欢这些同事是没关系的。
Of course, even though we don't act it out,
虽然我们身体没有表现出来，
but in the eyes of God, you already have sinned against God.
可是在神的眼中，我们已经犯罪。
Because our hearts would only be for our spouse.
因为我们的眼睛应该只看在配偶。
The same thing if we watch something dirty on TV or on the computer.
所以同样的，如果我们在电视或电脑前面看不好的电影，
when we do this, we already sin against God.
我们如果这样做的话，也是得罪神。
Why? Because if we lust after man, lust after woman beside our spouse, this is a sin against God.
因为除了配偶以外，如果我们对任何人有这种非分之想的话，就是犯罪了。
But even though it's hard to do,
这样子是很难遵守的。
But it's not impossible.
可是并不是办不到。
Why? Because God has given us the Holy Spirit.
因为神有给我们圣灵。
Because the Spirit inside of us is so powerful.
我们圣灵在我们心中是很有能力的。
It resurrected our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead.
它可以让耶稣从死里复活。
How much more will give us the power to overcome the sins of this world?
那当然也会给我们很大的能力，能够克服这世上的罪恶。
Then from verse 29 to verse 30, this is our Lord Jesus Christ giving some examples.
在29到30节，这里是耶稣给我们的。
He said, "If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out."
这边耶稣给我们的例子就说，如果你的右眼叫你跌倒，就要挽出来丢掉。
And cast it out from you.
要拿出来丢掉。
For it is more profitable for you than one of your members to perish than one of your whole body to be cast into hell.
也这里说宁可失去白体的一体，不能全身丢在地狱中。I
remember I heard a testimony about this.
我记得我有听过一个关于这个的见证。
Say one time a brother did something, you know, he looked at something that is evil.
有一次我们弟兄看了不好的东西。
And when he read this verse, and he, you know, and he literally he just took his, because the Bible says if your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. So he took his eyeball out.
所以他当时他就遵守这个经节的教训，他把他的眼睛就挖出来了。But
during that time, God had mercy on him.
可是那时候神对他有很大的怜悯。After
he took it out, then he realized, no, this is not what the Bible is trying to tell him.
他把眼球挖出来以后，又发现说这并不是圣经叫他做的意思。So
he put it back in.
他就把他眼球又放回去。And
God healed his eye.
那神就医治了他的眼睛。I
don't know where these testimonies come from, but I heard from my church members.
我不知道这见证从哪来的，可是我从教会弟兄那边听来的。So
God gives an example. If your eyes causes the sin,
所以神告诉我们的例子就是，如果你的眼睛让你犯罪的话
，Not both eyes, just one eye, just your right eye, right?
那这里没有讲说两只眼睛，他这边只说右眼。We should pluck it out. 我们就要拿出来丢掉。That's
why, you know, I don't know if you ever heard a Pastor Huang testimony.
我们之前有一个传道的见证。
Because Pastor Huang, he says, since he was became a pastor, every time he talked to a sister, he always take his glasses off, right?
黄传道他的见证就是他变成传道以后，他每次跟姐妹交谈的时候，他都要把眼镜拿掉。Because
when he take his glasses off, he cannot see anything. He cannot see anybody, right?
因为他把眼镜拿下来的时候，他就谁都看不见了。So
this is really a good example to take an eye out, right?
那这是一个很好的把眼睛挖出来的例子。
Because when he take his glasses off, this means he cannot see anything. This means he pluck his eye out, right?
因为他把这个眼镜拿下来的时候，他什么都看不见了，就好像眼睛挖出来一样。And
if you notice, like a lot of ministers, when they lay hands, they always have their eyes closed.
然后我们可以看到很多传道人，他们按手的时候，眼睛都是闭着的。Because
if you don't close your eyes, a lot of time you can see things, right, that you don't want to see.
因为你不闭眼睛的时候，有的时候你会看到了很多你不想看到的事。It
will cause the workers to sin against God.
有的时候也有可能会让这些工人犯罪。So
that's why this is what it means to pluck eyes out.
那这就是为什么他这边有在讲说要挖眼睛。But
cast it from you. This means to get rid of it.
不只要挖出来，而且要把这个眼球丢掉。Of
course, this is not very easy.
这是非常不难、不容易做到的。I
mean, for the old generation, it's easier than the younger generation.
在老一辈的是。 人身上说并比较容易做到,
but nevertheless, it's very difficult.
可是不管怎样都是非常困难的。
So why should we pluck an eye out?
所以为什么我们要把眼睛挖出来?
Say here, for it's more profitable for you than one of your members to perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell.
因为这里说宁可失去白体中的一体，不可叫全身都丢在地狱里。
Yes, it's better now for us not to be able to see things, right? Because if we go to hell, even with be able to see, then it's no, it's, we profit nothing. So in other words, if it's profitable for you to go to hell, right, with one eye missing, right, then your whole body to be burned in hell.
就是说，如果宁可失去一只眼睛可以进天国的话，可是总是比全身都下到地狱里好。
So in other words, suffer now with no eye, right? One eye is missing. Suffer now.
所以现在虽然受苦，因为少了一只眼睛。
But if you do be able to do this on the end, your whole body be able to go to heaven.
可是如果能这样做的话，到最后你全身都能上天国。But
if you don't be able to do, then your whole body will go to hell.
可是如果你维保持了这个眼睛不这样做的话，你以后全身都在地狱。But
in verse 30 said, if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you.
在30节这里也说，如果右手叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉。And
then it says the same thing, for it is more profitable for you than one of your members perish than your whole body to be cast into hell.
宁可失去白体中的一体，不叫全身下入地狱。So
really, if we are blind,
如果我们是瞎子，we
will sin much less.
我们会犯罪的机会就少很多了。If
we have no hands,
如果我们没有手，
we also will sin much less.
我们犯罪的机会也就少很多。
So in other words, spiritually, we should be able to get rid of our eyes, get rid of our hands.
在灵里面，我们要有这种去掉眼睛跟手的能力。But
it's good to have eyes, good to have hands.
有眼睛跟手是好的。
But if these two things causes the sin, it's better for us just to get rid of it.
可是如果这两件东西让我们犯罪的话，我们还是要把它们丢掉。
That's why, for example, we are addicted to television.
如果我们对于电视节目有上瘾的话，Of course,
it's good God gave us eyes to watch television.
神给我们眼睛看电视是好的事情。But
if we have no self-control, we watch things that is not good for us.
可是如果我们没有自制能力，我们看这一大堆东西对自己不好的话，It's
so much bad not to watch it at all.
那这样子。 比较完全不看才是好的。
So this is the teaching.
这是神的教训。
So that's why when it comes to committing adultery,
所以当在这里谈到论奸淫的时候
，Nowadays many of us commit adultery inside our heart.
在现在的世界上，很多人我们在心里都要犯奸淫。
But if this is the case, we'll also be in danger of judgment.
可是如果这样子的话，我们也会难免受审判。
Then verse 31 and 32.
在31与32节这里
These concerning marriage.
在这里讲到婚姻
Actually, nowadays, many Christians do not follow this concept.
现在的社会上很多的基督徒都不遵守这个
And verse 31 says, furthermore, it has been said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a sacrifice of divorce, a certificate of divorce.
在这31节又有话说人若休妻就当给他休书
Actually, the reason that Moses gives certificate during that time, right, for divorce, becauseThe hardness of people's heart.
那时候在旧约的时候，摩西愿意让给人这家休书，让人家离婚，是因为那些人都硬着心。
But in the beginning, God created one man, one woman.
可是，在最早，神创造了一个男生，一个女生。
So when God bring them together, should not be a divorce.
所以神配合的就人不能分开。
But then verse 32.
在三十二节这里说
，Because verse 31 is the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
在三十一节这里也是律法上的义。
But 32 is our righteousness.
在三十二节这里是我们要遵行的义。
But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife with any reason except sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery.
在这里说，只是我告诉你们，凡休妻的，若不是为了淫乱的缘故，就是叫她做淫妇了。人若娶这被休的妇人，也是犯奸淫了。
Our Lord Jesus Christ cannot be more clear than this.
我们耶稣基督在这边讲得非常清楚。
Whoever divorces his wife for any other reason besides sexual immorality, this means he already committed adultery.
如果人除了淫乱的缘故离婚之外，这样子的话就犯奸淫了。
And not only that, right? And also cause her to commit adultery.
不只是你自己犯奸淫，你也让你的太太犯了奸。
So this means if two people divorce.
所以如果两个人离婚的话。
And the reason besides sexual immorality.
除了淫乱的缘故。
Then if another person married this person.
如果又有第三个人跟离婚的人结婚。
Both of them commit adultery.
他们两个也犯奸淫。
And the same thing for the other side.
另外一边的人也是一样。
So this means to get divorced is very, very difficult.
这样这就是告诉我们，离婚是非常非常困难的。
It's difficult not to sin against God.
非常要不犯罪得罪神是非常困难的。
And we know that the only other reason we can marry another person when our spouse has passed away.
如果教会里只有再婚的原因就是如果当我们的配偶过世了。
Of course, only in the Lord.
当然也是要在主内结婚。
So here the Bible is very clear.
在这里，圣经也是非常的清楚。
But nowadays many Christians do whatever they want to do.
可在这世界上，很多基督徒都随便他们要
怎么做都可以。If they don't like the person, couple months after they marry, they just get divorced.
如果结婚以后觉得自己处不来，过了几个月又离婚。
But it's not biblical.
可是这不是照着圣经。
So we also should not do like this.
我们不应该这么做。
That's why for us we need to keep God's commandment, God's will.
所以我们在心目中一定要遵守
神的教训。So there's no, we cannot get divorced for any other reason besides sexuality.
我们离婚唯一的原因就是淫乱的缘故。
If we cannot do this,
如果我们不这么做的话
，this means we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们就不能进天国了。
Because in verse 20 say our righteousness has to exceed the scribes and Pharisees.
因为在二十节这里说我们的义一定要胜过文士与法利赛人的义。
By no means we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
如果不能这么做的话，就断不能进天国。
Then verse 33 to verse 37.
33到37节这里说。
This talk about oaths.
在这里讲到启示。
So again, you have heard that it is said that those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to the Lord.
在这里又像古人说的话，不可背誓，所起的誓，总要向主谨守。
So in other words, the righteousness of the scribe and Pharisee.
所以文士与法利赛人的义。
If you said, "Oh Lord, I will do this,"
他们可以向神说，我要这么做。
This means you must do it.
你就一定要这么做。
But our righteousness had to go beyond this.
可是我们的义要超过这一点。
And that is verse 34.
那在三十四节这里说。
But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne.
三十四节说：“我只是我告诉你们，什么事都不可起，不可指着天起誓，因为这是神的座位。
Nor by the earth, for it is His footstool.
不可指着地起誓，因为地是他的脚凳。
Nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King.
也不可指着耶路撒冷起誓，因为耶路撒冷是大君的京城。
So another word when it comes to our righteousness.
所以当到我们讲到我们的义的时候
，We should not promise anybody anything.
我们不能这样子随便答应别人任何事情。
We cannot. What happened? We cannot perform it.
因为当我们没办法做到的时候
That's why verse 36 said
所以在36节这里说
Nor shall you swear by your head because you cannot make your hair white or black
又不可指着你的头起誓因为你不能使一根头发变白或变黑
37
节说
But your yes be a yes and a no be a no for whatever is more than this is from the evil one
你们的话是就说是不是就说不是若再多说就是出于那恶者
I specify young people
尤其是年轻的人
Sometimes we think, okay, we lie a little bit, a white lie is okay.
有时候我们想说我们说一点谎这种善意的谎言是没关系的
But Jesus said, any more, anything that beyond the truth, even as a little, is come from the evil one.
可是在这耶稣告诉我们只要超过事实一点点就算一只有一点点也是出于
Why? Because Satan is the father of liars.
因为撒旦是说谎之人的父
because there's no truth in him
因为他在心里他心里面没有真道
so when we go beyond the truth this means we become Satan's children
那如果我们超过了事实超过了真实的事那这样子我们就变成撒旦孩子了
so that's why from now on we should not make any kind of oath
我们不管在什么时候都不能起誓
we should not make promise to anybody
我们不能随便答应人事情
let our yes be a yes and a no be a no
我们是就说是不是就说不是
so this means if someone asks us to do something we must say very straightforward you can do it or notyou can do it say yes you cannot just say no
所以如果有人要请我们做什么事的时候我们能做到就说好不能做到就说不好
and then verse 38 to 42
那在38到42节这里
I think a lot of time verse 38 to 42 we have misconception in this one
在这一段常常有误解
of course sometimes a concept is totally wrong and this teaching
有的时候我们对这一段的教训是有不对的了解的
For example, people say, you know, the Bible say if any ask of you, you should always give to them
那在这里圣经好像在讲说有求于你的就给他有向你借贷的不可推辞
If anybody borrow from you, you should give to them
有向你借贷的也不可推辞
Is this what God's teaching is?
那这是神的教训吗
Of course not
这并不是
If everybody asks for something, for example, I ask, hey, give me $10,000, GaryNo, right? If you give me this, means you're always going to be broke, right?
那在这里，如果只是照字面的意思，好像你随时人家问你要一万块钱，你也必须要给他。
This is not God's teaching.
这并不是神的意思。
That's why we have to read from verse 38.
所以我们一定要从38节这里开始。
Verse 38 to 42 is one teaching that God wants to try to teach us.
38到42节是一个教训。
In the Old Testament,
在过去的时候
you have heard it was said.An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
在旧约的时候是说以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
So this means in olden days, right? If you do something to me, you take my eye, I'll take your eye, right?
如果你伤了我的眼睛，我也要伤你的眼睛。
If you take my tooth, I'll take your tooth.
你伤了我的牙齿，我也要伤你的牙齿。
Then, of course, in Old Testament, the joke is that everybody go around with one eye and lose a lot of tooth, right? Teeth, right?
那在旧约时候，他们的开玩笑就说很多人都有缺牙或者是少眼睛。
But this is the righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes.
可是这是文士与法利赛人的义。
But for us, God tried to give us wisdom.
可是对于我们，神想要给我们智慧。
Because in verse 39 say, "But I tell you, do not resist an evil person."
那在这39节，只是我告诉你们，不要与恶人作对。
So this means, but whoever slapped you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also.
有人打你的右脸，连左脸也转过来，由他打。
So this means, do not think like if our brother and sister slap us on the right cheek, then we turn the other one. No, it is not the teaching.
并不是说你真的人家打你，你要赶快叫他打另外一边。
But if an evil person come, he hits you, right? You have to give him the other one too.
如果有恶人来打你的话，你另外一边也让他打。
But if you resist him, then your life will be in danger. Right?
如果你去反抗的话，有的时候生命会遇到危险。
For example, when a person comes to, if you work in the store, a robber comes, hey, give me the money, right?
如果你在店里工作，有人来抢劫。
And then you say no, you want to resist him.
然后你不答应，你想要跟他激起反抗
他。If that's the case, actually, he can shoot you and kill you.
那如果这样子的是。这样子的话，他可能会杀。
But if they ask you for money, you give them the whole register, right?
如果他跟你要钱的话，你赶快把你的
to preserve your life,
把你的现金给他，这样子可以保命。
And then the same verse 40, if anyone want to sue you and take away your tunic,
那在四十节这里说，有人想要告你，拿你的礼衣。
Let him have your cloak also.
连外衣也由他拿去。
So if this person, right, is so evil, do not resist him. Just give him what.Give all his material things to him that he wants.
如果真的有坏人的话，你不要与他作对。你在外身外之物都可以由他拿去。
So we can preserve our life on the end.
Because your,
you know, the clothing actually is doesn't worth anything.
这些衣服实际上并没有这么多的价值。
So the evil person want to take your clothing stuff, just give it up.
如果有恶人要抢你的衣服，你就放弃。
And say whoever compel you to go 1 mile, go with him too.
又有人强逼你走一里路，你就从他走两里。Actually,
in the Roman Empire, it's very common when the Roman soldier would ask you to do something for them.
那这时候在罗马帝国的统治之下，那时候罗马兵常常会这样子做。
Just like when the Jesus Christ cannot carry the cross anymore.
就像当时耶稣基督没有力气背十字架的时候。Then
they asked Simon to carry the cross for Lord Jesus Christ.
他们就随便抓了一个人，请那个人背十字架。What
happened to him if he resists the Roman soldiers?
可是如果那时候如果你反抗罗马的兵怎么办呢？
Actually, he can be put to death.
那他们可能就杀了你。
So this is the teaching in these verses.
这个是当时的教训。
Say, for you should give to him you ask.
所以如果有求于你的，你就给他。
Give that evil person who asks you.
如果恶人向你要求什么，你就给他。
And from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away.
如果有人要，那些坏人要向你借贷的话，你不要推辞。
This is all have to do with an evil person. Do not resist an evil person.
在这里就只是要强调，不要与恶人作对。
Because if that evil person won your eye, and therefore you want an eye back, this means you're going to lose your eye.
如果你与恶人作对，想要以眼还眼的话，这样子会有很多危险。
So this is the wisdom of Lord Jesus Christ wants us to learn.
这个是神想要我们学习的智慧。
Do not resist an evil person.
不要与恶人作对。
I remember one time in Boston.
我记得有一次在波士顿的时候。
This guy, he's really great in Taekwondo.
他是一个跆拳道的高手。
Of course, because he's so good, he just walked downtown Boston without, you know, worry about his life.
武功高强，所以他走在路上也不用担心安全。
And three guys came out with knives, right? They want to rob him.
那有三个人拿着刀要追他抢劫。
Of course, because he's very good in Taekwondo, he resisted these three evil people.
那因为他的跆拳道很厉害，所以他就与这三个人打起来了。
And then after that, of course, he thought he was going to be able to beat them.
当然他当时觉得他可以胜过这三个人。
And when they found this guy who expert in Taekwondo, that he was stabbed over 100 times.
可是后来他们发现这个跆拳道高手被刺了100多下。
So for us, maybe when we're driving on the road.
所以当我们在路上开车的时候。
And somebody gave us a finger, right, and you know, wanted to cut us off.
如果有人对我们做不礼貌的事情。
Just let it be.
就不要去与他们起纷争。You don't need to
cut them off and swear at them and cause your problems.
你不需要去抄回去，把车抄回去，然后骂脏话，然后跟他们吵架。为什么呢？这样子可以保护你的安全。
So may God continue to help us and guide us.
求神继续的帮助带领我们。
Let our righteousness can surpass the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
让我们的义能够超过文士与法利赛人的义。
That is, everything we do is with love.
让我们所做的每一件事情都是出于爱心。
It has a wisdom to live a life, to live a life of love.
然后也让我们能够有行这一道的智慧。
Let's bow and pray silence.
我们一起低头默祷。